Hiya, babe.
Say, how about it?
Oh! Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer.
Maisie, like the man said, Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. And just at the moment, I'm the third from the left in the opening chorus of the new musical comedy, I Love You. I have a speaking part, too. When the ingenue is explaining in the first act how much she hates the guy she's going to marry at the final curtain, I turn to one of the other girls and say, how about that? I'm also understudying the girl who plays the comedy lead, the most disgustingly healthy female I've ever met. I'll never get to play the part. But anyway, it's fun being in the show again, and I've met some interesting people. For instance, this stage door Johnny from Texas. He's about 55, he's in New York on some sort of an oil deal, and he's lonely for somebody to talk to. He's kind of nice, and since he likes to take me out for a late dinner after the show, I'm willing to listen to him.
You know, Maisie gal, I've just figured out why I've taken such a shine to you. You know why?
Well, 2 days ago you told me I was pretty as a painted pony.
It's sure enough the truth. And you got big, warm brown eyes. It's almost as beautiful as my Lazy Bell's eyes.
Is that your wife or your horse?
My horse, of course.
Oh. Well, what does your wife look like?
Nothing like my horse, I'm sorry to say. No, Maisie, the reason I've taken such a shine to you is that I've decided you're a Texas gal.
Well, you're wrong there, Tex.
Us Texans ain't never wrong. We can be either dead right, mostly right, or mainly right, but we're never wrong. Yep, you're a Texas gal. You've got eyes like my horse, Lazy Bell. Your hair is soft and blonde like Lazy Bell.
I know it's not as soft and velvety as Lazy Bell, so get your hand off my nose.
Oh, excuse me, Maisie gal.
Oh, it's all right. I was just wondering when you were going to put a bridle on me.
Well, I got carried away.
What are you doing here in New York if you like Texas so much?
Well, I'm in the oil business, and every so often I got to come up here and dick it with them northerners. A slicker, meaner, cussed a bunch of crooks I've never seen.
Oh. Do your own oil wells, Texas?
Well, sure. And where I don't own them, I got leases. All I got to do is hammer a pipe in the ground and up squirts oil.
Gosh. Sounds wonderful.
Well, the only thing is, you make so darn much money, you don't know what to do with it all.
Well, it must be terrific to have all that money. It doesn't seem to have spoiled you any, Tex.
Maisie, don't tell me you've got a hankering for money.
I can't think of anything I feel hankier about.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, honey. I'm going to make you rich.
Well, pardon me for being suspicious, but how?
I'll sell you some oil stock. I'd give it to you, honey, but I believe that things aren't worth anything unless you pay something for them.
Well, I wouldn't take any stock if you just gave it to me anyway, Tex. How much is the stock?
Maisie, I'll sell it to you with $2 a share. Scrape up as much money as you can. This stock is just oozing oil.
Gee, are you sure this stuff is really okay?
Just as sure as I'm a Texan.
Well, you're as Texan as they come, all right. Incidentally, where were you born?
Don't tell nobody?
No, I won't.
It was Nutley, New Jersey.
If that's you, Eddie Jordan, I'm not dressed yet.
Maisie, it's me, Mrs. Kennedy. I've just got to see you a minute.
Oh, well, come on in then.
Good morning, Maisie.
Mrs. Kennedy, who died? Why are you so sad?
Maisie, I need your help.
What's the calamity? Did one of your boarders leave the hall light on all night?
Please don't joke, Maisie. I need some money. I need $100 or I'm going to lose my little boarding house.
Don't pay him. It isn't worth it.
Maisie!
Mrs. Kennedy, when the man who holds the mortgage realizes that this is just a cafeteria for termites, he'll make you take it back again.
But this house is all I have. Oh, couldn't you just pay me a little rent in advance?
Gee, not right now, Mrs. Kennedy.
Maisie, whenever you've needed money, you've always been able to come to me, haven't you?
Yeah, but you always turn me down.
But I did it in a sympathetic way, didn't I?
Yeah. You sat there counting your money and crying because you couldn't loan me any of it.
You could give me just 1 month in advance, couldn't you?
No, not now, Mrs. Kennedy. Wait till after I'm rich.
After you're rich? I'm not planning on living that long.
Oh, it's going to be a lot sooner than you think. Did you notice that man who brought me home last night?
You know I never snoop on my boarders. Besides, I was asleep.
Well, he's an important man from Texas, and he drives a big black convertible.
It's a dark blue convertible, and he can't be very important or he'd have a low-number license plate. Not J375-867-35683.
Who is it?
It's Eddie, honey. You want to have a free breakfast?
Oh, you mean you'd buy me my breakfast, Eddie?
No! Mrs. Kennedy's out of the house and I found the key to fit the lock in the old buzzard's refrigerator.
Who are you calling an old buzzard?
Yeah.
Hand over that key.
Okay, but it's only fair. Every time you come in to straighten up my room, you take some of my aftershave lotion.
That's a lie!
I've spelled it on you.
Well, I've never taken more than a couple of jiggers of it.
Oh, girl, stop squabbling.
Speaking of thieves, Maisie... Is somebody trying to steal you away from me? Who was that brought you home last night?
Well, you've got a front room and a pair of binoculars, too, don't you now?
No. I heard the car stop, but, well, I was too sleepy to bother to open my eyes.
Oh, you shouldn't be so insanely jealous of me, Eddie.
Maisie was just telling me about him when you knocked.
Eddie, he's a guy from Texas, and he's going to make me rich.
No kidding. Wonderful. I always wanted to marry a rich girl. And I kind of resented the fact that I fell for a doll without any money.
Well, the honeymoon's over.
Go on. Tell me, how are you going to get rich?
Well, Tex knows all about a wonderful oil stock.
Oil. Oh. What's the name of the stock?
He wouldn't tell me, but he's going to sell it to me at $2 a share. And he says it's sure to go up over 100.
But why, if you put $200 in, that would give you a profit of,
You'd have 10,000 bucks. Holy deep.
And he said it would pay big dividends, too. That's why I can't loan you any money, Mrs. Kennedy. I'm going to put everything I have into this stock, and maybe I'll never have to worry about money again.
Maybe. Would you let me give you some money to buy stock for me, too?
Oh, but you haven't got any money, have you, Mrs. Kennedy?
Well, no, but I'll get some.
So will I. I'll hock everything I own.
Well, just be sure you don't lay your hands on anything I own.
Hello, Maisie. Good morning, everybody.
I'm drop dead, Maisie.
You're grand,
yourself. It's a road bum.
What's everybody so happy about?
Guess what, Maisie?
What?
We're all going to be rich.
Oh, shame on you people. Have you been hitting the aftershave bottle before breakfast?
A man from Texas is going to sell me some wonderful oil stock, Maisie. Oh. You want to get in on it?
Oil stock? Uh-huh. No, thanks. I got $2,000 in the bank, and I'm going to invest it in something profitable, like a steel company or a bookie joint.
$2,000? Merton, you know those keys of mine you wanted to buy?
Yeah.
I'll let you have them for $25.
You need the money, huh?
Yeah.
In that case, I'll give you $15 for them.
Why, you little robber, I'll sell them to you.
Merton, uh-huh? Would you mind paying me a month or two advance rent?
Well, I want 20% off and kitchen privileges.
You drive a hard bargain, Merton.
I'm a hard man. This is my revenge for the crummy plumbing around here.
Well, Mayton, I wonder what I've got that you want.
Oh, Maisie, can there be any doubt? A kiss from those soft red lips.
Mayton, back up a little. Your breath is singeing my eyebrows.
I know that you will never love me, Maisie, but I would be willing to pay $15 just for one good morning kiss from you. What do you say, baby?
Eddie, if you let Merton make these passes at me, what kind of a boyfriend are you?
I'm the commercial type. Take the $15.
Nothing doing. I'm going to collect everything I can and pawn it. When I'm through, it's going to look like old home week at Uncle Moe's hockey shopping.
$20?
No, no, no. Take it away, Maisie. Please, I don't want any of it. It's nothing but junk.
There it is, Uncle Moe. Make me an offer. How much for this beautiful C-melody saxophone? I understand it used to belong to Rudy Weedoff.
Well, let's see how it plays.
Why, Uncle Moe, I didn't know you could play.
I've been with Lombardo for 3 years.
Guy Lombardo?
Well, Jake Lombardo in his beer garden 5-2. I'll give you $5 for it.
I need 10, Uncle Moe. Your grandchildren would love it.
Amazing musicians in the house I don't need.
$10, Uncle Moe. Wouldn't you like to hear somebody say Uncle Moe's grandchildren are strictly from Dixie?
Never. 7.5. I hate myself for saying it.
Okay. Here's my portable typewriter.
$5, it ain't worth it.
Okay, and you're right. Oh, and here's my diamond bracelet.
Oh, sure, I know this item.
Been pawned so many times that whenever I walk past, it just slips off my wrist and rolls right inside.
$75, maybe. That's my regular ceiling price.
Okay. And here's the engagement ring I got myself once. And the wedding ring I wear to protect me from the wolves.
$25, and I should turn in my resignation to the Pawnbroker Society for giving you so much.
And here's my welding tools I got when I worked in the shipyard. Mrs. Kennedy!
Oh, hello, baby. Hello, Uncle Moe. I decided to liquidate everything I had. Here goes all my jewelry into the pot.
No, no, take it away, please.
Hi, folks. Hey, Uncle Moe, how'd you like to buy a hot trombone? $50.
Please, take it away. $35.
It's a deal.
It's gonna be wonderful, Maisie.
Yeah, we're gonna be rich, Uncle Moe.
Well, don't tell me how. I wouldn't sleep all night thinking what dopes you are.
If I get rich enough, I may even become a debutante.
Maisie, money or no money, you'll never become a society girl.
There's too much Brooklyn in you, doll.
Well, I may not be from one of the first families in Virginia, but starting tomorrow, I'm going to be one of the oiliest in Texas.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment. Gal, there's the stock. It's in the Southwest East Texas Oil and Development Company.
G-Tex, I can't tell you how I appreciate this. I hopped everything I had to get this $1,500. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. I'll need it for tips. I'm going to check out of here before them Northerners try to massacre me.
Well, what have you been up to, Tex?
Oh, nothing. Just a little friendly dirty. Who's selling these stocks till it gets to 150 here? And after you collect a few dividends, I want you to mosey down to Texas and visit me and the old lady.
You mean your wife or your horse?
My horse, of course. Who'd want to visit my wife?
Well, I should have known better than to ask. How do I go about finding the tax? Just go to the border and holler.
Just ask any good-looking gal. They all know Tex Brown. And I got plenty of room, so bring your friends and your horses. Look, here's a picture of my layout.
Hey, it looks pretty important.
Hey, you see these two houses?
Mm-hmm.
One is my barn, and one is my house.
I guess the house is the one with the horse looking out of the window.
That's right. You're a Texas gal, Maisie. Most of these northerners guess wrong every time. The other house is the barn and stable.
Well, isn't it sort of unhealthy to have the stable so close to the main house?
Nope. They've been there for 7 years, and we haven't lost a horse yet. Well, Maisie gal, I gotta be heading back to the home corral. It sure has been mighty nice being with you and talking to you.
Well, you've been awful nice to me, Tex.
I'm glad to do it for a Texas gal.
When you're in town again, you look me up now, yeah?
I hear.
I hope to be both in the phone book and Dun and Bradstreet. And here's yours, Mrs. Kennedy.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. Excuse me, I put a little brandy in my coffee to celebrate this morning.
Just think, I own some stock in the Southwest East Texas Oil and Development.
Oh, aren't these certificates pretty? A beautiful rainbow with a pot of gold at the end of it.
I wish I had a pot like that.
You got the beginning of one, brother.
Do we get more money if they strike a lot of flushers?
Gushers.
Oh, flushers, gushers, so long as it's oil. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, it's the brandy I put in my coffee. I don't know why that should affect me so much.
Well, this is your 10th cup of coffee. What are you going to do with your money, Mrs. Kennedy?
I'm going to see if I can attract a better class of boyfriend. I'll find a man who's romantic and poor.
And needs glasses. As for me, I'm going to buy one of those little foreign cars that are so low your hip pocket is dragging on the pavement.
Hey, wait a minute, Eddie. We've always wanted enough money to get married on. Now we've got it. Are we going to get married?
Well...
Eddie Jordan, are you going to marry me or aren't you?
Look, doll, sure I'm going to marry you. But, well, there are a couple of girls in the office that I haven't been able to afford to take out, so... Now, since I've got the money, I think I ought to take them out and have a little fling with them. You wouldn't mind, would you?
Turn around, Eddie.
Okay, but what for?
For this! Oh! Does that answer your question?
Lady doll, you know I was just kidding.
Well...
Boy, that coffee is beginning to hit me now. I should never have had that last cup.
I'll get it.
No, let me get it. I think it's Mr. Patterson about the payment on the mortgage. Oh, boy, am I going to tell him.
Well, let him have it, Mrs. Kennedy.
That reminds me. I want to quit my job. I'll just phone it in.
Hello, Mrs. Kennedy.
Hiya, Mr. Patterson. Come on in, pal.
Hello, sir.
I suppose you want to talk to me about the... The mortgage.
In this Revere, what in the world is the matter with Mrs. Kennedy?
Mrs. Kennedy's what you might call coffee popping.
What brand of coffee is it? I'd like to buy some stock in it.
Mr. Patterson, I haven't got the money for the mortgage. I haven't got a cent for it.
You haven't? Mrs. Kennedy, what's the meaning of this?
Boy, look at him burning up. You're not going to get any money from me, you fine old rascal. Oh, and wait till you find out the kind of shape this fire trap is in.
Mrs. Kennedy, don't overdo it.
What's happened around here?
Furthermore, Mr. Appleby, I hate working for somebody I consider my mental inferior, and brother, is that ever you? Wait a minute. You're not firing me, doctor. I'm quitting. Goodbye, Mr. Appleby. And I'll bet the company goes to pieces in 6 months.
Good for you, Eddie.
Well, I think I did that pretty well.
What if it did take you 8 months to get that job?
Is everybody gone nuts around here?
We're all going to make a fortune. We bought some oil stock.
What kind of oil stock?
Southwest East Texas.
No, don't tell him.
You bought Southwest East Texas stock?
Gee, I didn't know he had such a wonderful sense of humor.
He does. Mr. Patterson, what's wrong?
Oh, that stock isn't worth the paper it's printed on. There wasn't enough oil on the land they leased to take the squeak out of one door.
This can't be true.
A lot of suckers fell for that Southwest East Texas stock 2 years ago. I didn't realize there was a new batch of nitwits.
You mean the stock isn't any good at all?
Absolutely no good whatsoever.
Oh, I don't believe it, Mrs. Kennedy. It just can't be.
Don't you talk to me, you traitor.
Oh, Eddie, I hocked everything I owned. All I've got left are the clothes I'm in, an extra pair of shoes and an empty suitcase.
I don't know why I listened to you and your story about this Texan. I should have known better.
Oh, but he was such a nice guy and he loved animals. He didn't make passes at me. That should have been the tip-off. I should have known there was something wrong with him.
Well, Mrs. Kennedy, would you like to add anything to the comments you made to me earlier?
Oh, Mr. Patterson, I'm so sorry if I said anything I shouldn't have said.
Oh, you did. You did.
I apologize, Mr. Patterson. Oh, I apologize.
I don't accept it.
Oh, have a heart, Mr. Patterson. It's all my fault. I'm the one who caused all the trouble.
Unless I get my money, I'm going to foreclose this mortgage tomorrow, and I'm going to enjoy every moment of it. Goodbye.
Hello? Mr. Appleby? Mr. Appleby, did somebody in Salting call up a little while ago and pretend to be me? Huh? No. No, it wasn't me, Mr. Appleby. Honest, it wasn't. Mr. Appleby? Mr. Appleby? Maisie, you've ruined me.
You've ruined me, too. My whole life will never be the same.
I know. I wish I was dead.
Don't show me a gun or I'll make your wish come true.
Oh, boy, this is one night when I had a hard time smiling in the car. What's that?
It's me, Merton Falsgruber. What's left of me?
Well, gee, Merton, I never thought I'd come back and find you crying. You're the one who still has all his money.
Oh, not anymore. Hmm? I bought all that stock for $2 a share. Gee. And it isn't any good. I just found out, so...
Oh, gee. You want to rest your head on my shoulder while you tell me how it happened?
Yeah.
Merton.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know how it happened exactly, Maisie, except as soon as I came home for lunch, Eddie and Mrs. Kennedy were waiting for me, and Mrs. Kennedy poured me a cup of coffee.
Uh-oh. That potent coffee.
Well, I had one cup, and then another cup, and then a few more, and the next thing I knew, I was buying all their stock.
Why, those...
And the next thing I knew, I woke up, and it was dark, and I called a friend, and he said the stock wasn't any good. Oh,
Merton, they shouldn't have done that.
I know.
I feel awful sorry about it.
Well,
if it'll make you feel any better, I'll let you kiss me goodnight.
Oh, Maisie.
Merton!
Wow!
That wasn't goodnight, that was goodbye.
Here's your coffee, Maisie.
I hope there's nothing in this coffee but coffee. That was a dirty trick you played on Merton last night.
I had to decide between my bank account and his. And believe me, it wasn't a tough decision. He's young and needs the experience, and I don't.
The poor kid's heartbroken.
Maisie, Mrs. Kennedy, it's terrible, it's awful.
Oh, what, Eddie? Oh, don't tell me Merton jumped in the river or something.
Look at this story in the paper. Just look at it.
Oh, well, hold it still. What is it?
What's the matter?
That Texas guy. They found oil in that land, and he was secretly buying up all the stock everybody else thought was worthless.
What?
The story broke in the papers this morning. That stock was worth a fortune.
Oh, my gosh, Eddie. Mrs. Kennedy's fainted.
She's the one who talked me into selling our stock. The heck with her. Oh, give me that pitcher of water.
There.
Oh, what are you trying to do, rob me?
You catch on.
Eddie, never mind. Did you sell Merton my stock, too?
Of course I did.
Oh. Well, what's it selling for now?
175 and still going up. And nobody has any stock around here.
Nobody but Merton Volkgruber, that is.
What?
Even Merton.
You would come up smelling like a rose.
Oh, Merton! Oh. Merton, why did you let me be such a heel and sell you that stock?
Oh,
and Merton,
yes.
What are you doing wearing a beret?
I gotta wear it in my new chartreuse convertible I'm driving out to California.
Merton, is that stock really selling for $175?
Oh, no, dear girl, no. Much more, doll. You must have one of those early editions that you read. I just sold a few shares, and I'm still a very, very rich man.
Oh, I hate myself.
You're not alone, brother.
And what's this about California, Merton?
Oh, well, that's what I wanted to see about Maisie,
mm-hmm.
Doll. Would you like to come along with me? I'm going out to Hollywood to retire and produce a picture about a Texas gal starring Maisie Revere. You think you could play the part, Doll?
Why, shucks, partner, I'd like to meet up with anybody who says I can.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Fate, I guess. The world is made up of all kinds of people. The lower crust, the upper crust, and people like me, just crust. I guess I wouldn't be happy as anything else. Money hasn't changed Merton much, but it's changed the way people think about him. They used to call him a rude little rat, and now for the same thing he gets called a delightfully frank and witty wisecracker. I was out in Hollywood and he is slicing a bit thick there. I heard him say at a party, one is simply lost without a car out here, ain't one? As for me, the musical comedy folded, and I never did get to play the part I was understudying. So I'm looking for a job here in Hollywood, preferably one that isn't directed by Merton DeMille, formerly known as Falkgruber. Well, come on, Pete. Let's get going.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Elvia Allman, Pat McGeehan, Sidney Miller, Peter Lee, Hans Conried, and Frank Nelson. John Heaston speaking.